I wonder how good you are at asking for help and maybe more importantly, accepting help. Good morning. It's Tuesday, the 8th of January, and this is the 380th One Thing Today micro podcast. It's also a public podcast today. Every couple of weeks, the podcast, which goes out to sustainably created members each weekday, is free to everybody on the site. And today's the day for that. I'm just about to pour out my morning cup of tea. If you're a regular listener, you know that this month I've decided to start every podcast episode by pouring out a cup of tea in the hope that it helps a little with with my month of reflection and planning. Yesterday I was thinking a lot about help, asking for help and accepting help and realising just how bad I am at both. In yesterday's podcast, I talked about how last year I'd hoped to get some support with my website and perhaps in life as well a little bit, and how I hadn't actually done that, and that this year I wanted to make much more of an effort to do just that. And I had a lovely email from somebody yesterday. Thank you very much. I won't mention names, but it was very much appreciated. Someone offering me some help. And my first reaction was, oh gosh, can I accept this? And I realised just how difficult I find accepting help. So my plan for today is to sit down and work out precisely what things I need help with. I suspect I have a rather nebulous idea that I need support, but don't know exactly what sort of support it is. So I think it would be really good to get a bit more focus and spend some time today just thinking about what sort of things I can actually ask for help with, and perhaps look a little more close to this thing of mine that I find it so difficult to accept help. I think that would be a really good thing to do. So that's my one thing today. I'm going to sit quietly and do some thinking and make some lists of the things that I do and the things that I could ask for some help with. I hope wherever you are that you're having a good day today, that if you're working, you can find that one small thing that moves your creative life on a little. And if, like me, you're spending this month reflecting and planning, that you can just perhaps dig a little deeper today, look at some stuff that perhaps feels a little bit more difficult, and just kind of give it a nudge and see what comes out of it, and see if you want to make changes, what sort of shape those changes would make. I'm finding this month very useful. I had a lovely day yesterday. I actually, for the first time in weeks, went out and met some friends, a regular Monday meeting, which I haven't done for a long time. It was really, really good to catch up, but I did get home feeling very, very tired. So today I definitely want to have a day at home, and I want to get back into that reflecting mode that feels so important this month. So I hope you're joining me. If you don't know about my month of reflection and planning, I'll put a link below the public podcast today so that you can find out a little bit more. Maybe you'd like to come and join me, either officially join me by becoming a member of the site, or perhaps just join me in spirit by grabbing a notebook and a pen and a cup of tea every day this month, and spend a little bit of time reflecting on the year that's gone and planning a little for the year ahead. I hope you can hear me okay. My dehumidifier just came on, but I forgot to turn it off before I before I started recording the podcast. And Wales is a very damp country at the moment, so my dehumidifier comes on quite a lot. Anyway, I'm going to finish my tea. It's Earl Grey tea today. I thought I could do the change. So I'm going to sit, drink my Earl Grey tea, and then grab my notebook and do a little bit more thinking. Have a lovely day. I shall be back tomorrow with a little bit more. If you're not a regular listener to these podcasts, then do check out www.sustainablycreative.com/members to find out how you can listen to these podcasts every weekday. Take care, have a lovely day, and I shall be back for members tomorrow with a little bit more. Bye-bye.